Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go. Hour 2 of the Daily Tip on a Tuesday starts right now on the BetMGM Network. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Michael Jenkins. Over the next hour, we'll start with the circle of trust in the NFL as it continues to get smaller, with some of these perennial contenders bowing out. Looking at you, Chiefs, who do we actually trust in the NFL? And we'll go deep into the AFC South, which I know, don't roll your eyes, but we do have some interesting news there because of the quarterback that the Colts are choosing to work out today. Then we'll get to college hoops because we do have some big top 25 matchups at the Jimmy V Classic at Madison Square Garden. And then back to the NFL for Teaser Tuesday, which, if I'm going to toot my own horn, it's been 3 straight weeks of winners. Nice. For the teasers in Teaser Tuesday. So hopefully I didn't just jinx it. Jenks, I saw this story and I thought that I got sentelled, or, you know, like those fake accounts in NBA where they like tweet out these things. You're like, this can't be real, right? Because I saw this from Adam Schefter and I saw the picture. I was like, is that Philip Rivers? Is this story about Philip Rivers? Yeah. So according to Adam Schefter yesterday, the Colts are going to be working out Philip Rivers. Yes, that Philip Rivers, who has not played in an NFL game since 2020 and also signed a one-day contract with the Chargers back in 2021 so he could retire, is in for a workout with the Colts. He turned 44 years old yesterday. And I understand the Colts, you know, are down bad now that Daniel Jones is going to be out for the year. Mm-hmm. Riley Leonard is banged up as well. But I saw this move and I'm like, what are they doing? Like, can you put two and two together and say, okay, maybe they just want Philip Rivers on the staff? Because apparently Philip Rivers is coaching high school football in the hometown where Riley Leonard grew up. Maybe they're using him as some sort of a mentor. But like, do you think he's actually going to play snaps for the Colts? There has to be somebody out there. And I don't even think age is the worst thing. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that he hasn't played football in 5 years, there's nobody else you guys could bring in. Like, when I was thinking of NC State quarterbacks or former NC State quarterbacks, what's the asking price on Russell Wilson? And so you see this, and for one thing, I thought maybe the Colts were going to say, okay, we still have a good record. We still have a chance. Look at the AFC. It's pretty winnable this year compared to other years. We'll bring in a good quarterback. But Philip Rivers? What are we doing?
Why not just go after Joe Namath at this point? I know, like, it isn't an age thing, but it kind of is. What's Vinny Testaverde up to? Is he around? Where is he? But also, who are they going to bring in? I think that is, it is so difficult to play quarterback in the NFL. Honestly, I'm trying to think, could you trade for someone? Who could you legitimately bring in right now to lead up the Colts and have them potentially, and I think it's a big ask at this point in the season because things are trending the wrong way, potentially lead your team on a playoff run? And I don't know who it would be. Russ. D-Day says Russ. Let Russ cook. I mean, it's not a bad idea, but can Russ cook, or is he just going to like simmer for a little bit?
Well, I would trust him more in the kitchen than Phillip Rivers, who hasn't played in the NFL since 2020. At least Russell Wilson had a good game this year. Now, granted, it was against the Cowboys' defense before they shored up things. But, like, still, he's at least an appropriate age. I think maybe the only thing is that maybe the asking price is too much. I don't know, you know, the numbers there, because obviously that goes into it as well. But, like, here are the backup quarterbacks. And I understand, like, having a good backup quarterback for some of these teams is a big deal. And they're not going to let these guys go. Tyrod Taylor, Andy Dalton, Jacoby Brissett, Case Keenum. Well, I think he might be on the staff. I don't know about him. Joe Flacco. You know, there are several guys that I would go to before Phillip Rivers. So that's like the only thing I was trying to make sense of is that, okay, are they bringing him in to bring along Riley Leonard, or are they bringing him to actually take snaps?
I think that, well, I don't know. Riley Leonard is fine, but at this point in the season, you don't want someone with so little experience leading your team. I think Joe Flacco is probably a pretty good call. And I know it's easy to laugh at that and say, oh, you're going to go with Joe Flacco. No, but really, he has played at times on really bad teams and performed well, and he's been in the league. He is in the league currently as opposed to stepping in and trying to shake off the rust, even though he might not have a history in Indianapolis. I think Flacco is actually not a bad call, believe it or not.
Yeah, so my only question is that maybe the Bengals just won't let him go. So I understand, like, there's some of that. I don't know how many calls they made, but I feel like it would have to be a lot of calls for me to get to Phillip Rivers. And I guess it should be noted that they haven't officially signed him yet. This is simply for a workout. So, like, maybe this is just one of those things where, you know, they bring him in to talk to Riley Leonard. They don't actually sign him because, like, I said, he already signed a one-day contract with the Chargers to retire a Charger. So, like, that's the odd thing that it kind of feels out of nowhere that he's coming back after, you know, 5 years of not playing and being a high school football coach and a dad to, like, 15 kids.
Well, and that's the thing, too. If he actually ends up signing, are the Chargers going to be like, come on, dude. Like, we held a ceremony for you. You retired a Charger. Do you really want to come back? It just goes to show that these athletes, they just cannot let it go. And I get it. When you're passionate about something and it's what you've done your entire life, you want to keep going no matter what. You still have that itch. And so I understand it. I just don't know if it's the smartest call at this point. But it's interesting.
Yeah, it should be noted that Anthony Richardson is still on the roster because that was my first thought. I'm like, what's Anthony Richardson doing? But he's on IR with a fractured orbital bone. It wasn't just him opting out like he did that one game where he's like, nah, man, I'm kind of tired. But it's just sad because of the season that the Colts were having. And it did feel like they were all in this year. They went out and got Sauce Gardner. You know, they were on this incredible stretch. Mm-hmm. And so it felt like a franchise that really wanted to win now. And then this move does not make sense to me. So here's the thing. The AFC South is kind of wild right now. And I understand it's not like the sexiest conference to talk about because, or division, I should say. Because listen, it's the Jags, it's the Texans, it's the Colts, and like the Titans aren't contending. So it's the Jags at 9-4, it's the Texans at 8-5, and the Colts at 8-5 as well. I think we can go ahead and throw the Colts, you know, in the scrap heap. Because it does not feel like this is the team that's going to win and win games down the stretch. But, Jenks, of the Jags and the Texans, which of these teams would you rather trust?
God, I don't know. I think it might be the Texans. just because of their defense. But I will say that the Jags are, and they said this after the game, after their win over the weekend, they're like, no one respects us. That's fine. They're sort of playing with that chip on their shoulder, and Trevor Lawrence is having a good season, and their defense is much better than you might anticipate. And I thought, well, maybe there's some value on the Texans here based on the games remaining, right? Because the Jags are minus 165 to win the South. The Texans are plus 150. But if you look at the schedule remaining, the Jags have the Jets, Broncos, Colts, Titans. The Texans have Cards, Raiders, Chargers, Colts. So there's no real advantage for the Texans there. Although I will say C.J. Stroud has gotten better, playing awesome football right now, and that defense is so locked down. When you have a defense that good, you can beat anybody.
Yeah, they're going to be in a lot of games, the Texans, mm-hmm. that we're talking about. The Jags almost feel like the Falcons to me, where no matter how good they look week to week, like if they have a game where they look amazing, because last game, Trevor Lawrence was making some good throws, and people are like, whoa, Trevor Lawrence, actually good?
Right.
But I feel like they're a team that's fully capable of losing to some of those bad teams. Like, doesn't that feel like the complexion of the Jags? Is that,
yes.
like, they'll beat a good team one week and look amazing, and the next week, Trevor Lawrence will look like, you know, a comedy show and, like, throw these picks and, like, have these boneheaded decisions? So it just does not feel like a team that I'd want to trust, especially at minus 165. So I think maybe the Texans are worth a sprinkle at plus 150, but I don't think I'm going to be betting on the AFC South. Like, it just doesn't feel like one of those bets that, like, I have to make.
Right.
Jenks, file this under funny.
Okay.
The Browns posted this story with an interesting song underneath on Instagram. So the Browns have named Shedeur Sanders quarterback one for the rest of the season. And you know the song that they put on their Instagram? Too Little Too Late by JoJo. The rare
really?
Self-own from the team's social media account.
Oh, that's funny. Also, great song, by the way. That's a throwback right there, JoJo. Mm-hmm. Didn't she used to date Freddie Adu back in the day? I can't remember that.
Ooh,
that was a big thing. Is that
that's
true?
That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
Two deep cuts.
Yeah, how about that? I would say that, you know, this is exactly... I think they knew exactly what they're doing. Like, I sort of love when teams are self-aware. It's like, okay, you know, this will be funny. What else have they got to lose outside of their social media team having a little fun and saying, yeah, maybe we should have done this sooner. But this will be fun. So good on them.
Do you think too little too late for the Browns?
Yes. Yes.
I just
I just hope that we can finally dismiss the idea that there's been some sort of ongoing conspiracy against Shedeur. Also, look at our graphic right now. I love this. Browns to reach the playoffs. Yes! 80-1. That's a large yes. 80-1 to reach playoffs. They're not reaching the playoffs. But as I've always said, let me tell you something. If you think there is a conspiracy against Shedeur, you don't know the NFL. If you can play quarterback in the National Football League and you're good at it, and particularly if you're the Cleveland Browns, you're going to play. Guaranteed. There is too much money to be made. There is too much at stake. So I understand maybe it took longer than Browns fans wanted. And who knows? I think he's going to be the guy from this point forward, not just this season, but I think moving forward ahead of Dylan Gabriel based on what we've seen this season. But the idea that they were always going to prevent him from starting, I think now we're seeing was a complete misnomer. There are a lot of different factors that went into Shedeur falling in the draft and Mel Kiper Jr. losing his mind. But if he continues to ball out, he's going to play, and now we're seeing that.
Right, and he got his opportunity, and maybe it wasn't at the first of the year, but in the grand scheme of things, he finally got to play, and he's finally looking like he deserves that job, at least in Cleveland, you know, when the competition is Dylan Gabriel. But as far as his play on the field, did you see some of the throws that he was making against the Titans? And granted, I don't think anybody was, like, watching with bated breath the Titans and the Browns,
right.
but, like, this is the game that we had, obviously, because I'm here in Nashville. And I'll say this, he made some damn good throws.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing in the NFL. those type of throws, they're nice for the highlight reel, but you have to be able to be consistent, and you've got to take away the negative plays, because I think that's been the knock on Shedeur Sanders, is that, you know, he scrambles backwards and he loses a bunch of yards, and you just can't have that in the NFL. So, you know, obviously there is a learning curve and he's going to learn some things, but it does feel like at least he is improving.
Oh, absolutely. And look, he's still a kid. He has a handful of games under his belt, so you're not going to see Shedeur take the field, and even if he has a great performance, all of a sudden just get better and better and better and better immediately. I mean, he probably will, but don't be stunned if he has a setback along the way. Look at Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels had the best rookie season for a quarterback in the National Football League ever, and this year he struggled. He can't stay healthy. So for a young quarterback in the NFL, it is never just, I'll play a game and then I'll just get better each and every single game without any sort of, you know, issues or defenses adjusting, and then you have to adjust. It's an evolution, and that evolution takes time.
Right. And I think it makes it easier to trust somebody's trajectory when you do see the, like, oh crap plays. Like, I don't want to say the actual word, but you know what I'm talking about. It's with, you know, when you watch Caleb Williams play. And some of the throws that he makes, you're like, damn, that's an NFL quarterback.
Right.
So even if he's not great straight across the line, and again, like, he's had to iron some things out for himself. So I think people see a lot of that in Shedeur Sanders, maybe not to the level of Caleb Williams. But listen, the bar is very low in Cleveland. I don't know if you know, the history of quarterbacking for the Browns for the last, you know, decade or two, but it has not been good. So Cleveland, all they're asking for is a decent starting quarterback, because at least their defense is pretty good. All right, coming up next, time to talk college hoops. We've got some big ones today, top 25 matchups, including the big one between number 18 Florida and number 5 UConn. It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
We're back. Let's talk some hoops. We've got some good college basketball games tonight at the Jimmy V Classic at Madison Square Garden. And of course, headlining those games is going to be a rematch, or it would be a matchup of the previous two national champions in college basketball as UConn takes on the University of Florida. Jenks, do you ever see a headline and you're like, oh, this ought to be good? Mm-hmm. So I saw this headline. It said, Dan Hurley had classy message for Florida ahead of UConn rematch.
Oh.
Because my first thought was, I bet this isn't classy. Dan Hurley's like popping off or something.
I bet it's not.
But then I was very disappointed because it was a classy message. Because apparently before tonight's game, he rewatched the matchup between Florida and UConn, because I believe Florida last year knocked UConn out of the March Madness. So he rewatched that game and he said, it didn't make me too sad. It made me realize how worthy of a champion Florida was.
Oh, wow.
So he was watching the tape and he was just saying that how talented, you know, and how gritty. And you saw that. And there's a reason that Florida won the national championship last year. It's just, I was expecting something totally different. Now, once the game gets started, maybe we'll see the Dan Hurley that we normally see, but this is not what I was expecting.
Yeah, that's not like him at all. I was like, wow. Dan Hurley just
classy.
Being contrite and being, you know, complimentary. But you're right. Once the game gets underway, then it's over. Like, what was it last year? Where was he when he was walking off the court? And some fan was talking to him. He's like, two rings, two titles. He was talking to a fan, and you hardly ever see that, like a coach engaging with a fan who's talking smack, because, of course, some college kid is going to talk smack, and Dan Hurley was more than willing to engage. So that's a little surprising from him.
Yeah, remember that time where he was, like, popping off in, like, the hallway? And then the school was like, how dare you video him in the hallway?
Right.
That's a sacred place, and you shouldn't be filming him. How about your adult head coach acts like an adult, and that way you don't have this problem?
You know, he's kind of, it's not the same. He has a different personality, but I would imagine his players in some way love that. It's like looking at Jim Harbaugh, where you're like, look, this guy's a little off. He's a little crazy, but he loves the sport, and I love playing for him. And I kind of feel like that's how the players look at it, because there's no question when you recruit as well as he recruits and you win as much as he wins, and Jim Harbaugh has done the same thing even back in college at Michigan when he was recruiting and winning. Sometimes those guys who are a little off, as long as they love the game as much as they love the game and they're able to translate to you and resonate with you in that way, then you'll be like, yeah, he's a weirdo, but he's our weirdo.
Right, especially when you win national champions, championships. That helps a lot. I was going to ask you, how much longer do you think we see this type of personality for head coaches? Because I feel like this used to be a thing in the past where we saw a lot of, like, I don't know, like, I don't want to call him psycho, but you know the type of head coaches that I'm talking about. Like,
yes.
Bobby Knight throwing chairs and really intense head coaches. And we especially saw this in, like, football. Like, every single football movie, it was like a coach, like, screaming at kids.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like it just doesn't play as well, because now the kids have more power with NIL deals.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to coddle some of these personalities. So that's why I think, you know, Dan Hurley's kind of a wild card in sports right now, because we just don't see that many of those type of personalities, or at least not the top of my head. I can't think of that many.
I mean, Bobby Knight, it's amazing what he got away with back in the day. You could never do that now. Ever. I met Bobby Knight and interviewed him years ago, and it hit me why he was so intimidating. And he could also be very charming, which was interesting, right? You see that sometimes with these guys who are maniacs at the same time. They seem like psychopaths on one level, and then you meet them sometimes, and they're very charming as well. But he was a huge guy. He was a really big guy. Like, maybe I'm making this up, but I couldn't believe what a large individual he was. So I'm like, yeah, now I get it, because A, you can obviously go off at any time, and then B, your physical presence is intimidating, and that's something I didn't account for. But yes, in today's day and age, you obviously have to be careful, because everything is on video and times have changed. So I don't know if society is long for these old school guys who just are so hot-headed and lose it at any second. In fact, they stand out more than they ever have because they're so rare now.
Yeah, and then kids will just be like, okay, see you later. I'm going to the
right,
transfer
I'm
portal.
Out.
You want to yell at me? Okay, bye. because now it feels like the template for like coaches is like young, really smart, like charismatic, and like the player. Like I think of like Sean McVay, you know, yeah. Those type of coaches who are now like the it type of coach. And like everybody's looking for like the next Sean McVay. And we had like this influx of like really young, really smart, really talented head coaches where it was like Matt LaFleur, obviously Sean McVay. And I think people thought like Mike McDaniel would be next, but that experiment is not working out. But even if you look at college basketball, it feels like Todd Golden fits that bill. He's only 40 years old, Jenks, and he's coming off winning a national championship.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing is that you have these up-and-comers, which is – and that's more of a trend, I think, where you're seeing a trust in guys who don't necessarily have that old-school mentality or been around forever. But I think I think it's very much representative of where we are because when things change as rapidly as they do in the college game with NIL, you have to have people who think quickly and who are able to evolve quickly and aren't so set in their ways. You can't be set in your ways. You have to evolve or die. And generally, who does that better than anyone? People who are younger.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's get to this game because it is a big one. UConn and Florida going toe-to-toe. UConn, 4.5-point favorites this game at Madison Square Garden, which obviously is a lot closer for UConn than Florida. But still, it is a neutral court. The line of this game, I think I just mentioned it, 4.5. Jenks, when I look at this game, it feels to me almost like a buy low spot on Florida because you look at the Gators so far this season, they already have 3 losses, but a lot of them were really close. Like their first game of the season, they lost to now number one Arizona, 93-87 on a neutral court. And then they're coming off a heartbreaker where they went toe-to-toe with Duke and lost that game by 1 point, 67-66. Now, that loss against TCU, I don't know what happened there. They lost 84-80 to TCU, and that was a bad loss. But this is still a very talented Florida team. And I understand that, like, UConn's really solid this year as well. But when you're giving me 4.5 with the Gators, I think they're going to have a shot in this one, especially when it comes to rebounding, because Florida has been really good on the offensive glass. The fourth-ranked team, according to KenPom, when it comes to offensive rebounding percentage. So I think that's going to give them plenty of second-chance looks. I'm not saying UConn can't run away with this one. I just think you look at the losses for Florida, and maybe Florida is a little undervalued in this matchup.
I go back and forth on this game. I think the real key is going to be whether or not Terrace Reed Jr. returns for UConn because he's that big man in the middle, and he's had that foot injury. But if he returns, you're talking about a guy that before he left with that injury was averaging 20 points and 9 boards a game. So all of a sudden, when you talk about that, you know, that front court advantage that Florida may have because they're so long and they do have that advantage, then I think Reed could certainly mitigate that. I've gone back and forth here. I think more than anything, I like the under in this game. And I do think one thing that needs to be said is even though this is going to be at the Garden and it's technically a neutral site, this is going to be a UConn crowd, clearly, just because of the proximity. So I think that goes into the handicap as well. But UConn is one of the best defensive teams in the country. And when you talk about a championship matchup like this, I mean, this feels like a championship matchup, even though it's early in the season. I kind of like the under, I think.
Well, I think you can make a great case for it just simply because of what of both of these defenses have done already this season. Both a top 11 unit, according to the metrics. So you're right. Both these defenses are really staunch. And this is going to play like a playoff game or like a March Madness game because for UConn, I think this is their last like big non-conference matchup. Actually, they play Texas, I think, after this. But still, they only have a couple games left where it's these quad one category games where they can really boost their resume because the problem is with the Big East this year, it doesn't feel like a year where the Big East is just going to be really tough. Like maybe it could be. It's just to boost their resume for March. These are the games that are going to get them, you know, the number one seed if they roll through conference play and they already have, you know, all these quad one wins. So it's a big game for UConn. And of course, you know, Dan Hurley has no trouble getting up for some of these games, no matter who the opponent is. All right, so let's start stay at Madison Square Garden. And let's go to Clemson and BYU. I believe that game is at the Jimmy V Classic as well. BYU has been a solid team so far this year. Their only loss of the season coming to UConn in a heartbreaker 86-84. We know BYU can really crash the glass, and Clemson's not a team that really has a true rim protector, but every year Clemson feels to me like one of those teams that's really scrappy that people don't really think about. They're coming off a loss to Alabama, lost that game 90-84, but they hung tough for most of the game. So I think for me, this one, the issue is the line. I do think BYU is going to win this game, but I was kind of shocked to see 7.5, Jay, because over at KenPom, which, you know, is not the Bible, especially this early in the season, but yeah. KenPom has BYU winning this game 79-74. So there is a discrepancy there. So I think I would lean towards maybe Clemson getting the points, but overall, I do think BYU wins the game.
Yeah, I'm bummed because yesterday this line was sitting at 5.5. So we've seen 2 points move, yeah, in the Cougars' direction. And I love BYU at -5.5. That was going to be my play today. So I woke up this morning, I'm like, great, 7.5. But BYU is clearly a better team. I mean, this is a high-scoring team. They average 88 points a game, and there's no question that Rob Ride is going to be the best player on the floor for the Cougars. I don't know if the Tigers can keep up. This is definitely going to be one of those contrasts in styles where the Cougars want to run, they want to control the ball, they're great at spreading the ball around, and then Clemson wants to force them into slowing it down and playing more of an ISO game. The thing about Clemson is they've got to hit from outside because they'll shoot a lot of long-range shots. They're just not necessarily great from three, so if they get cold at all, I think BYU can run away with this thing. But again, it's the 2-point movement that bothers me. Loved it at 5.5, not crazy about it at -7.5.
Yeah, I think at that point, you just kind of kiss it goodbye. You're like, all right, yeah, it was fun while it lasted.
Exactly.
See you later. We'll go to another game. All right, so we have a couple minutes left. Any of these other games interest you? As far as top 25 action, we have Villanova at number 2, Michigan, Michigan laying 15.5. Not normally a game that I would bet on. We have Maryland Eastern Shore at number 24, Virginia. I don't even see a line for this game, so it must be outrageous. And then the other tight line in top 25 action, number 13, Illinois at Ohio State. Illinois laying a short 3.5, a total of 157.5. And this is where I think I'm trying to think back to like strategy from years past, because again, we're just starting to dip our toes in the water of college basketball handicapping. But I think you need to be careful with some of these conference matchups on the road, because especially in college basketball, like, you know, I know Ohio State isn't ranked and this line looks suspiciously low, but it's hard to win on the road in some of these big conferences.
Oh, absolutely. And particularly when you talk about some of these environments, which are just, I mean, some are more intimidating than others, but you also have to take that into account, where I think that some, you know, in college football, for example, it's more even where the home crowd is the home crowd. But in college basketball, where fans are right on top of you, like playing at Cameron Indoor is a lot different than playing in other places. So that's something to always consider. I looked at Villanova, Michigan. I did look at Illinois, Ohio State. I think I like the home dog here. I mean, you're talking about the first true road game for Illinois this season. They played at some neutral sites, but haven't really been on the road this season. The Buckeyes play slightly better defense, and these are two very evenly matched teams. But in Columbus this season, Ohio State is 6-0 straight up, so you can get points with these guys, and I think they match up well with their guard play with Mobley Jr. and Bruce Thornton. So I'm going to take the points with the Buckeyes here.
Yeah, and that's my original point, is that you look at this line, you're like, Illinois looks like the better team, or at least they have the better wins so far this season. But again, when you're talking about these big conference matchups, especially on the road, I think it's either a no play for me or you play the home dog. So I don't think I'm going to play that one probably either. But Jenks, how much are you into the weeds of college basketball right now? Because I'm trying to decide. I'm like, am I going to be betting on the NBA during the week, or am I going to be betting on college basketball? Because college basketball, like, the only drawback is that sometimes these big name players, like, it's similar to the NBA, but maybe it's not because of load management. Like you were talking about in the UConn game, there's a player that may not play. It could change the complexion of the game. And like, we really won't know until tip off, like with some of these players. Yeah. So that can throw a wrench in things. But at least it feels like these guys actually try. Like watching a college game and the effort level, it just feels like a different world than watching the NBA.
Yes, they do try. Whereas in the NBA, it's, God, I am tired today. You know what? Load management time. Load management. But also, I'm just, you ask me how in the weeds I am, I'm just like, just now, like opening up the weeds and poking into the weeds. So just now getting there when it comes to college basketball. Yeah.
We're still on the porch. We're still on the porch, making our way to the garden. All right, coming up next, back to the NFL. It's Teaser Tuesday. Can I win another one? It's next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, it's a Tuesday here on the show, which means we've got Teaser Tuesday coming up. And knock on wood, we're looking for our fourth straight win. When it comes to the teaser legs, I've won three in a row, Jinx.
Yes.
Wish I would have played some of those for my best bets, because best bets last week were not great. But that's the thing. Like, we have a lot of prognostications on this show. And I do feel good, at least for the listeners, that, you know, at least there were some winners given out, even though they weren't my best bets. At least if you're listening to the show, like, hey, not all this advice is absolutely terrible. But if you look at last week, here's the teaser that won. Had the Seahawks laying a point and a half at the Falcons. Easy win. They went 37-9. Had the Texans plus 9.5. They won outright over the Chiefs. And then the Rams laying 2.5. They won 45-17. So I think that's like the easiest win of the entire year for my teasers. Hopefully they all can be that way. As I look at some of my plays, I'm doing all home dogs this week. Okay. That are getting over a touchdown. So it seems like one of those things where, like, you'd think, but the NFL It's tough. You know, every week there's somebody who like ruins it usually. That's why I always phrase it, who ruins my teaser? Because usually there's some team that like lays an egg against some team that they're not supposed to lose to. But that's why we love the NFL. So we'll see about this week.
Yeah. Well, man, I did not realize you were on such a hot streak. But that's why I normally, I mean, I can't give myself credit for hearing your teasers. But there are a lot of times when I'm like, I don't know, I love that teaser. And I try to play devil's advocate, like, okay, maybe this is the one team that ruins it. But I will say over the past month, when you ask me, what do you think, you know, which team is going to upend things, it's been hard for me to come up with an answer.
Well, I want your honest opinion, and I do want to hear the sabotage factors because, you know, like any life decision or anything that you're talking with a good friend, I would rather have a friend tell me like, hey, this is where things could go wrong, as opposed to like, no, that's a great idea. You should definitely get married to this person that has 15 red flags. Not that that's my situation, but you understand what I'm talking about. Like when it comes to good friends, they should be able to be honest with you. And I also think it's a good exercise in betting to always look at the other side, because that's the thing. Like the improbable can always happen. Like I'm still reeling the fact that Ohio State lost to Indiana. Like Jenks, I know you weren't on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
That's so crazy to me. And it just goes to show that like at the end of the day, like execution still matters. You can be the best team on paper, but at the end of the day, you still have to go out there and prove it.
Oh, we watched that game on Saturday night. There were some friends of ours who were having a trim the tree party. So you come and you have drinks and you know, hang the ornaments on the tree. We do it every year and it was great. And they had on that game in the living room. And so me and my friend Ty were just locked in. And at first it was, I want to watch this game, but then I really locked into the second half and Indiana was the better team. They were just the better team. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't. Now, Ohio State and that missed field goal, like we were losing our minds. Like, I cannot believe they missed that chip shot. I felt really bad for that kid. Like, oh my God, that is awful. But to watch it actually happen, like, I feel like we cover enough college football on this show where we all believed in Indiana, right? Like, I think midway point in the season and based on last year and Cignetti and the talent he's brought in, nobody here thought that Indiana was lucky to be there. Everyone knew Indiana has a real shot, even though I picked Ohio State. I thought Ohio State would assert itself. And I thought Indiana had a puncher's chance, but I needed that reinforcement watching this game. No, not a puncher's chance. Indiana can win this whole thing and not just the Big Ten.
Yeah, and now I look at like some of the spreads for these college football playoff games, and I find myself in the same predicament as last week, where I'm like, I like all the favorites, so somebody's going to ruin it for me. But as I mentioned, it's a teaser Tuesday on the show, so let's go over my favorite teaser options this week in the NFL.
Chelsea is such a teaser.
All right, so who ruined the teaser this week? Because we've been on a good stretch of three straight winners. All right, so this week there is a theme. I am taking a bunch of teams that I feel like are some of the best teams in the NFL getting more than a touchdown at home. It feels too good to be true, right? When you're playing them in a teaser, you get 6 points in your favor. So some of these lines are tight, but not when you play them in a teaser. So we're going to start off with possibly the best team in the AFC. Going to go with the Pats getting 7.5 points at home against the Bills. So the line in this game is the Patriots getting 1.5 points at home against the Bills. And honestly, I feel like this is a game that the Patriots certainly have a chance to win outright. So if you're looking at this line for a teaser, I'm going to say this game's going to be close. I think the Bills' defense is fully capable of letting the Pats in this, even if the Pats don't play their best brand of football. And even if Josh Allen has 6 touchdowns. Like, that's the thing. Josh Allen went ballistic last week against the Bengals, but they still didn't cover the 5.5 against the Bengals. So, first leg is the Pats +7.5 against the Bills. Next leg, we're going to go with the Broncos home dogs +8.5 against the Packers. I feel like the Broncos defense deserves credit for being so consistent and statistically the best defense in the NFL. When it comes to sacks, no team is better. And I understand that Jordan Love during Toyotathon is absolutely amazing, but I do think this has kind of come down to one score, especially if it's low scoring. Like, look at both of these defenses. So I think points are going to be at a premium here. I like the Broncos getting 8.5 with a great home field advantage as well. And then finally, this one scares me a little bit because we just saw this matchup and the Bengals won it outright. So the Bengals plus 8.5 at home against the Ravens. I don't know. It feels too easy, right? Like, the Bengals just beat the Ravens. The Ravens feel down on their luck. And Joe Burrow is back in the fold. So 8.5 feels like too many points to me. But I will say this, Jenks. This game was not on the board when I was making my teaser last night because the Chargers were currently playing. This is another candidate that if you want to bump one of those three teams, the Pats, the Broncos, or the Bengals out, you could put this team in, and I think it's a good option as well. The Chargers getting 10.5 points on the road at Kansas City. Do we believe in the Chiefs anymore to blow anybody out? I don't think so. So I think that's a great teaser leg as well. If you want to make it a four-leg teaser, you know, be my guest. But are you going to take out any of the three original teams in the teaser and reinsert the Chargers in their place?
Ooh, well, it's not a bad idea. Chargers getting double digits. The only one that worries me a touch, if I have to pick one, which I always say if I had to pick one, aren't the Broncos, like, at some point, aren't they going to have a letdown? I know they've won, what is it, 10 straight now? 11 straight? So going and playing the Packers, who won 4 straight and who are fantastic. The Packers are a team that continue to look great in that division. That division's amazing. But at some point, I can see things kind of going wrong for the Broncos, especially that offense, and they just don't get it done, and Green Bay wins. I kind of like the Chargers better at plus 10.5. Like, the Chargers have momentum. They're still playing for the division, especially if the Broncos lose against the Packers. And I just don't think Kansas City is that good, and they're certainly not going to blow anyone out. That's not what they do.
Right. It's mind-blowing to me that the Chiefs are still laying more than a field goal as favorites. Mm-hmm. Are we watching the games? Like, at what point do we say, okay, you know, Patrick Mahomes has a great career, but at some point you have to base, you know, your opinion based on the team we see this year. That's like when people bring up all these, like, historical trends. I saw this last night on Monday Night Football where they said, like, Chargers all time in Monday Night Football, and it showed their record. I was like, that doesn't matter. Like, those are totally different teams with different right. coaches and different quarterbacks. So at some point, you know, you have to look at the fallacy of, like, some of these stats don't matter. So I think even if you want to play the Chargers outright, you know, plus 4, or I guess not outright, but getting the points on the road, the Chiefs, I think if the Chiefs win, it's still going to be a close game. Maybe the only sabotage factor is the fact that the Chargers just played. Mm-hmm. And Justin Herbert obviously is not 100% because I know they won, but it wasn't like the offense was stellar. But again, it was a very tough defensive matchup going against the Eagles.
Yes. And also, to your point about these longstanding records on Monday Night Football or whatever, even the Chargers were in San Diego, like in a completely different right. city, you know, not only different roster, different coaches, different city. Not even close. So, yeah, those things are interesting, but I definitely don't think when you talk about trends can vary in many different ways. Clearly, that's one of those trends that I don't pay attention to at all. I just think, oh, historically, not very good. Over the past 2 or 3 years, sure, because there are those common denominators as far as players and maybe coaches who are still part of the organization. But over the long term, you just kind of say, well, okay, whatever.
Okay, so I just said at this point in the season, you need to trust your eyes and trust what you see on the field. Mm-hmm. Why can't I do that for the Bears? Because the Bears should probably be in this teaser if I trusted the Bears. Because if you want to put the Bears in a teaser, you get them laying 1.5 at home against the Browns. Like, they should win this game, right?
Yes, they should. I don't know what it is. It's kind of like the Jags. I feel like the Bears in the NFC and the Jags in the AFC are the two teams that you just don't believe in, despite the fact that they're winning. At this point mm-hmm. in the season, these are very good teams, and yet it's the history that we just don't we can't quite get past. With the Jags, I don't know. I think it's just that it's Jacksonville for some reason. I don't know why that is. But there's not a long history there. With the Bears, the long history is, yeah, it's the Bears. Yeah, it's the Bears. And what we saw last season is still sort of burned in our brains. But they've turned things around so quickly. Yeah, Chicago should win this game. And it's really hard to... It's really hard when an organization or a franchise has played a particular way for a long time to break out of that and to say, yes, but that was the past. They're a new team now. Maybe it's only for 1 year. I don't know if this is going to last. This is a different team. And it's hard to break through that when that's been set in your mind for so long.
Well, and also, like, you think, okay, a point and a half, that's not that much to lay, right? The Bears have 2 wins this year by a mere point over the Raiders.
Right.
And the Commanders. And I understand, you know, that was back in September and in October. And the Bears are playing better football right now. But I don't know. Like, that's the sabotage factor I don't want to go. Because, like, I can see Caleb Williams, you know, having this miraculous drive down the field only to throw a pick in the end zone. And then the Bears lose. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm being too much of a hater on the Bears. Coming up next, Hour 3, our biggest takeaways from the Eagles losing another game. Should they just blow up the entire offense? It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.